Hello, this is Rabbi Ilan Feldman, and I am coming to you via this recording in an attempt to present something special for Hanukkah. I hope to do this most of the days, if not all the days of Hanukkah, to share with you some kind of meditation or thought or question or feeling. The idea is to provide you with something new on Hanukkah, something to think about, something to help connect you to the Yom Tov, because that's what it is. It really is a Yom Tov, and it deserves a lot of attention. Sometimes we don't get a chance to give it that much attention. So I might challenge you intellectually, I might challenge you psychologically, I might challenge you spiritually in these messages, and I'm warning you that I might take you where I've never gone before. I might take you where you've never gone before. So you have to be ready to exercise yourself in a way that perhaps you haven't on Hanukkah till now. Tonight is such an example. I want to share with you something that I got from my mother's father, David Samber, many years ago in 1974 when I was with him for the first and only time on Hanukkah. Normally I had spent Hanukkah at home or in yeshiva, and we found ourselves in Israel, and I chose to visit my grandfather at his home during his Hanukkah lighting, and I discovered that he had a custom that has become very precious to me, and that is to recite the prayer known as Rav Nechunya ben Hakana's prayer. It's the prayer that's recited in Shul on Friday night, right quietly, right before we recite Lecha Dodi. And it's a very Kabbalistically oriented prayer that is also extremely poignant even in its very simple translation. It's found in your Art Scroll Siddur on page 314, translated on 315. Before I do that, I want to make a suggestion to you that tonight or tomorrow night, any night, that you spend some time alone with your menorah. After everything's quieted down, after people have gone their different ways, after you've finished your latkes, or finished your dreidel, or finished whatever you're doing with the people around you, or if you're alone, just turn off the lights and be with your menorah. The first night is even perhaps more impactful because there's only one candle. Even if your shamus has gone out, you're allowed to look at the menorah and enjoy it. You're just not supposed to use it, but you certainly can look at the menorah and enjoy its light. And just be with the menorah and think about the light, the holy light of the menorah, and how much darkness it has illuminated for thousands of years, how much physical darkness, how much spiritual darkness, how much intellectual darkness, representing the wisdom of the Torah and the way of the Jew, how much it has brought to the world, and what kind of conditions it has found itself in, through thick and thin. Just imagine what it's like to be the light of the menorah, and what it's taken for the light of the menorah from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Holy Temple in Yerushalayim, to make its way through history and through geography to your menorah. Just think about that for a minute or two. And with that, you can appreciate, perhaps in a different way, this tefillah of Ana B'Koach, which asks God to provide special protection for the Jewish people, who are very vulnerable. And my grandfather's custom that he picked up, that he accepted, received in Russia as a little child, was to recite this prayer after Most Sur and after Haneros Halalov, to recite this prayer seven times. There is such a custom. His unique approach was to recite each word seven times rather than the entire paragraph repeated seven times. Each word was repeated seven times to a particular haunting niggun. I'm going to sing you the first few words and you'll get the hang of it, and if you want to, you can continue. It really has meant a lot to me to be able to have that as something I received from my grandfather and something that really enhances my appreciation of the beautiful Hanukkah candles. Here's how it goes. Anna, 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 Anna. Ana, ana, bekoach, 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 bekoach. Gedulas, 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 gedulas. Yamincha, 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 yamincha. Yamincha, 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 and so on and so forth throughout the entire tefillah. Try it and see what you get. And enjoy being with your Hanukkah menorah. A happy Hanukkah until tomorrow. Bye-bye.